Former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling surrendered to the FBI in Houston today. Skilling would be the highest-profile former Enron executive to date to face criminal charges. Mary Flood is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
With what will Skilling be charged?
We don't know for sure, but we expect it to mirror some charges against the chief accounting officer that were issued about a month ago, and they basically said that these guys didn't have their hand in the cookie jar so much as that they were lying about how many cookies were in it. And it was charges of conspiracy and fraud for them basically manipulating the earnings so that the company looked much more healthy than it really was.
And what will be his likely defense?
His defense, there are several defenses. His biggest defense is that he relied on what he considered to be capable accountants and lawyers. Some of the deals that he may be accused in and that Causey was accused in had dozens of high-priced accountants and lawyers vet those deals. So he's going to say, I relied on the guys who should know. He's going to say, if there was fraud, I didn't know it. My subordinates didn't tell me. And he's also going to say that there was a legitimate business purpose for each one of these side deals where the government says instead there's a nefarious purpose to them.
2 years ago, he told Congress he knew nothing about Enron's troubles.
He maintains the same thing today, but now through his lawyers. He's one of the few executives who did not invoke his Fifth Amendment rights before Congress, and he has steadfastly, and his lawyers have carried it for him since 2002, said there was a sort of run on the bank of the company. He said things were healthy, but when some thefts by Andrew Fastow, the former CFO who's now pleaded guilty and faces 10 years in prison, when those thefts were revealed to the public, Skilling says there was sort of a run on the company that because they didn't have a product and what they sold was trust in them in their trading business, that people lost the trust, called in debt, and there was a run on the bank, he says.
Do you think these charges have to do with the information provided by Fastow and others?
Yes. There's every indication from the attorneys who are close to this that Mr. Fastow gave information that implicated Mr. Skilling.
Now, why now, 2 years later?
I think that, you know, some cases, like maybe the case against Martha Stewart, are kind of like basic arithmetic where, you know, everybody can understand it. And the Enron case is advanced calculus. This stuff has to do with really complex financial schemes. And I think it took 2 years because it was that hard to make sure that they could prove it. And they've got a very complex case that they're alleging here.
Skilling resigned as CEO after just 6 months on the job and 4 months before Enron collapsed.
Yeah, and that was a fairly abrupt resignation. He claims to this day that it was for personal reasons, but the stock was starting to fall, the company was about to implode, and a whole lot of people find that really suspicious and think that there were other reasons for him to leave.
So that would leave Skilling's boss, Ken Lay.
That's right. Mr. Lay has got to feel a little more nervous after today, and there's no question that the Enron Task Force, and they're pretty capable prosecutors in that group, are continuing to look at Mr. Lay. And rather than a few weeks, I would expect it's going to be a few months before we know whether Mr. Lay may also be charged with crimes or whether the Enron Task Force will leave him alone.
Why so long?
Again, it's that complex, the complexity. Also, they've been talking to all sorts of middle managers and other people whose names we haven't heard in the public in the meantime, and I think they're lining up all their ducks before they finish this investigation. If you had ADD, it would be really tough for you to have been on this investigation. These guys are being painstaking. As they've said, they're going through Enron brick by brick and piece by piece.
Mary Flood is a reporter with the Houston Chronicle.